This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Japanese government has sent thousands of soldiers and rescue workers to save stranded residents in the destruction left by Typhoon Hagibis. Reuters David Doyle reports.
It was time to clean up in Tokyo on Sunday after Japan's worst typhoon in more than 60 years swept out to sea, leaving behind blue skies and a trail of destruction. Some 27,000 members of Japan's self-defense forces and rescue workers were sent to save residents stranded by Typhoon Hagibis in the central Nagano prefecture and elsewhere. The storm has left large swathes of low-lying land in central and eastern Japan underwater, has cut power to almost 500,000 homes, and has killed at least 18 people. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has offered his condolences to the families of those killed, and said the government was working to save people's lives and property.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong pro-democracy activists and riot police clashed in chaotic scenes around the city on Sunday. Several rallies and shopping malls started peacefully with a few hundred people. But by late afternoon, hardcore black-clad activists trashed shops and metro stations and erected roadblocks around the city. Police made numerous arrests and deployed tear gas to disperse protesters. At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Tunisians are voting today in a presidential runoff pitting a conservative academic against a media magnate fresh out of jail, reflecting a shift in the country's post-revolution political landscape. The political newcomers swept aside the old guard in the first round, highlighting voter anger over a stagnant economy, high unemployment, and poor public services. From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkey-backed Syrian opposition forces continued their assault on Syrian Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria. Turkey's official news agency says allied Syrian forces have captured another strategic town in the fifth day of the Turkish offensive. Elsewhere, Syrian Kurds say hundreds of Islamic State supporters escaped amid clashes with Turkish forces near a camp for the displaced. The United Nations says at least 130,000 people have been displaced. The local Kurdish-led administration is warning of a humanitarian disaster as aid deliveries to northern Syria are hampered by the fighting. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to defend his decision to pull some U.S. troops out of northeastern Syria, a decision which spurred Turkey's cross-border offensive. The president says there was no reason for U.S. troops to stay in the region indefinitely.
The Kurds are tending to leave, and that's good. Let them have their borders. But I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
The president also repeated his threat of imposing economic sanctions against Turkey if, in his words, they don't meet their commitments. President Trump is standing behind his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, one of his highest profile and most vocal defenders. This, as the New York Times reports, federal prosecutors in New York City are eyeing him for possible lobbying violations. Behind the scenes, however, many of the president's closest aides and advisors inside and outside the White House quietly suggest the president should cut ties with Giuliani. Giuliani was a force in Mr. Trump's defense during the lengthy Russia investigation by the special counsel. Yet the effort to undermine special counsel Robert Mueller led Giuliani to Ukraine, which now entangles the former federal prosecutor and mayor in legal jeopardy. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the wildfire in the San Fernando Valley is now 33% contained. The fire covers 31 square kilometers. The department says winds and temperatures have fallen to normal levels after the Santa Ana winds passed through the region. A man went into cardiac arrest and died at the scene of a wildfire that broke out late Thursday. Officials in New Orleans say two people died in the partial collapse of a hotel under construction. There is still one person missing. The collapse happened Saturday at the site of a planned Hard Rock Hotel at the edge of the historic French Quarter. For more on any of these stories, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.